EJ, who's looking for the invitation. No doubt Kieran Murray will be looking for a couple of invitations as well. How are you, Kieran?
Thanks, Michael.
Have you heard about this new race that the Racing New South Wales are putting on, a $2 million invitation race for fillies and mares over 1,400 metres at Randwick on Cox Plate Day? Have you got any that fit that bill?
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Sounds pretty attractive. Hopefully we can get an invitation.
Absolutely. Just quick news coming through, COVID situation. We've got 10 locally acquired cases. Four of those were announced yesterday. They're all linked. So at least the positive news is that they are all linked. Hey, Kieran, you've got a big team heading to headquarters tomorrow. I'll quickly whip through them because it is good to see so many of these horses in form, including Sir Davey, who just was so unlucky last start down the straight. Steps out to the 1,400 metres. It looks a good race for Sir Davey tomorrow.
Yeah, it does. He was desperately unlucky, as you said. He certainly trained on well. He had a nice jump out in between. And, yeah, he's a horse that's improving every time he does step out, whether it's a trial, race, whatever. He's still learning his craft. And he was very good last start with the shades on for the first time. That was desperately unlucky, but that can happen sometimes. So hopefully he's got that out of the way and he gets the luck tomorrow.
In race three, you've got the closer. How do you think she's going?
She also had a jump out in between 1,400 and loved the wet. So 1,400 will be much more to her liking. I think she's going okay. She'll need everything to go her way, but I think she's probably a outside each way chance.
Race four, you've got Dr. Drill. We know he's got a lot of ability. He steps up to the 2,000 metres after that run at Sandown. What do you make of that run?
I think he just sort of got bogged down. He's only a neat horse. And because of his consistency, he's right up in the rating. So he's half in Adelaide a couple of starts ago and was probably a bit stiff not to get the chocolate. But they can see, you know, he's weighted up 60 kilos. We have to go to the claim to get him into the race. Mm. But I think he's going as good as he can go. But yeah, he just needs things to go his way. Now he's right up in the weight.
Bartholomew Diaz is first up in what looks a really strong race, but he's got a bit of ability, this horse. We spoke to T.O. Nugent yesterday, and he gave us a tip that it's going well for a first up tilt.
Yeah, he trialled him the other day, and he's a real natural sort of athletic horse. It can be tricky to get a little right. He went well fresh last time in, and yeah, I think he's going pretty well. He obviously dropped into a hot race, but you know, he should be hitting the line hard, and I think he's in for a good prep.
A lot of punters are saying South Pacific could be the best of the day. Jamie Carr on board. You've got Saunder Boy feel a rush in that race, but gee, it was a beautiful ride last start, and he delivered what he's been promising. Has he gone on with it, South Pacific?
Yeah, I can't fault him. He's nice and fresh and well. Obviously, a really natural stayer. We haven't had to do a lot with him. 2,800 is only to his liking. Yeah, so it looks a lovely progressive race for him. Obviously, the cut and the track ideal for him also. Saunter Boy was go to the flat just so he doesn't get too much weight for the jump. But he wasn't bad behind at Flemington there last time we ran him on the flat. So, yeah, he's an each-way chance again and feel the rust, just genuine stayer. So the wetter the better for her. And sort of mixed it up a bit for her. She'd been in Sydney for a while. Actually popped her over some hurdles yesterday, so hopefully that can invigorate her a little bit.
And Signers Express, brilliant ride from Harry Coffey last start, won it at big odds. He might have to ride well again from gate 13, but this looks a horse of some potential.
Yeah, well, it probably wasn't totally... Probably shouldn't have been that price last start. You know, he was well back when he... dropped out and ran poorly, but he had the actual fibrillation post-race. So he's probably got forgotten about in the market last start. And the record of those horses winning their next start after getting that atrial fibrillation is very, very high. So, yeah, Harry's going to need to pull out a sneaky one again, but the horse is, I just watched it come off the track here at Ballarat, and he's fresh and well and should run right up the form.
Do we get some money back in Sydney last Chevalier? You've got J-Mac on board, drawn a good gate, just has had no luck its last couple.
No, I had to get back from a wide gate, and I thought she was off as good as she could, but just they probably didn't go hard enough up front to get home. Genuine horse, as you said. A couple of gear changes there, a bit better gate than J-Mac, so yeah, get their chance for sure.
And, gee, I'm looking forward to Sunday's meeting at Pakenham. We get to see Big Blue back over the steeplechases and also Ablaze back in the Moss Trooper as well. How are they going?
Yeah, no, the team's bouncing. Really looking forward to Sunday. So Ablaze obviously improved out of the run, but he's come up really well. He's got a spring coat on him and looks fantastic. He's had a nice grounding. He had a sort of chip removed at the end of last prep, and we're just taking our time with him. The set weight suited him, and he's en route for the national, but he'll be thereabouts for sure.
Gee, you've got a great team on Sunday. Good chances Saturday. Who are your best two for the weekend?
Sir Davey, I think, has got a great chance, and South Pacific, it just looks a very similar race, so hopefully he can do the same again. And on Sunday, probably a little sneaky doorway, I reckon, will be a lightweight, decent chance in the Dressler.
All right, I like it. You got Steve Pateman on board, Norway on Sunday, coming off his dominant maiden hurdle win at Warrnambool. It's going to be an exciting weekend for the team, Kieran. Best of luck.
Cheers, Michael. Thanks very much.